Sometimes, even when we're sure that we want to do good in the world, like Jim Fruchterman, who we just heard from, it helps to get words of advice and guidance from an older and wiser friend. These types of mentorships are hard to come by, but a group of artists decided that they would start the dialogue for one community through art. What was born out of that desire was the art installation called Question Bridge Black Males. It's a video dialogue between over 150 black men from across the country, talking about some of life's biggest topics: racism, sexuality, success, and love. And that is the question, true love, that comes from New Orleans native Darren Simon.
Well, essentially what I wanted to know from a black man who's been married for some time, 25, 35 years or so, wanted to know is to, curious as to how you know that she was the one for you, how you know that she was a woman that you wanted to marry and spend the rest of your life with. And the reason I'm asking that is because I've been dating a young woman for about a year or so, and you know, I feel that she, you know, that she could be the one for me. I just don't know what that feels like.
This is an instance in which you really have to trust yourself. For myself, I will say this, that when I met my wife, it was at the end of a period in which I had been dating a lot. And in all of the relationships that I had had, at some point, I could see the end of the relationship. I could see it coming. When I met my wife, I could not see the end. When I met the woman who became my wife, I did not know necessarily that we were going to be married, but I knew, A, that we were going to have a relationship of major significance, and I also felt, and I can't necessarily describe the feeling, but I just felt inside of myself, I could not see the end of our relationship. So what that said to me was that we could, it was not necessarily, it was not a finite dynamic that was going on between us. It felt infinite, infinite. And it was something that I could not see the end for. And that was how I knew that this woman, the woman that became my wife, was going to be majorly a part of my life.
Well, I guess that I've been with my wife now for 20 years, which doesn't qualify for that 25 or 30 that you're talking about. But when we met, we really liked being with each other. And on our first date, we just stayed together for every day after that, almost. I don't really think there is an answer to the question, is this the woman that I'm going to spend the rest of my life with? And I say that because there are many times in your life you'll meet a woman that you are infatuated with, and you fall in love, and you fall in lust, and then you think that you want to be with this woman. But you don't really know anybody until you've encountered the journey of a relationship. It's a fantasy that you will find somebody that you'll know is the one who you want to be with the rest of your life, because you don't even know her.
Well, you have the essential ingredient already. You mentioned you feel like. Your feelings are a great vibration of if it's good or bad. As far as whether or not it could be a long-lasting relationship, that's based on the collaboration between the two of you all, working with common goals and going in the same direction, having experienced marriage for 30 years, the power, passion, and the pain of being in a relationship, realizing that she is a reflection of me, and where her where there was problems and challenges, actually was a reflection of things that I needed to deal with. So when it comes to a long-term relationship, love is a choice. Relationships also are choices. And if you choose to build and maintain a relationship, you can.
Well, in answer to your question, I dated my wife probably almost 3 years before we got married. But I knew from the time that I first met her that she was someone that I wanted to spend a lot of time with her. She was soft. She was gentle. She was understanding. I used to write my name and my last name with her first name over and over again on a yellow legal pad. I must have done that 100 times. I used to find ways to just see her because I just liked being around her. She just made me feel good. And this was before we ever started going out or anything. It's a feeling that you have. And it's not something that you question, but if you have it, you'll know it.